everything that's happening in sports in Saskatchewan. We've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
And Don Hewitt back with Sports Cage in Regina up in Saskatoon. Derek Bidwell. Don't forget, Sports Cage is brought to you by Sherwood Co-op. From locally grown fresh produce, condiments, and Western Canadian beef, your barbecue tastes better when you shop at Sherwood Co-op food stores. Now, Ken Reid, the main anchor on Sportsnet, now joins us. Thanks for joining us, Ken. And I've heard rumors, Ken, that you once... introduced Brian Trottier to Derek Bidwell by calling Derek only the body.
The body, the Don and the body. It's an honor to be on with you guys. Yes, Derek the body Bidwell.
Oh, for sure. I was telling Don.
And radio appeal.
Hey, what's that?
Twisted Steel and radio appeal.
Yeah, that's right. Both those things for sure. Yes, I was telling. We'll get into a little bit more of that story as you introduced me to all those guys when you were here last time. Ken Reid, of course, is the MC for the Heart and Stroke Foundation hockey tournament, which is coming here again or will be played again in early June. Okay. Ken, I want to start off with this. It's a little bit of a gong show. I thought you would love this because you love stuff like this. We had our mutual buddy Eric Francis on the show on Wednesday. We ended up talking a little bit about our time at Cowboys and Kaylee's in Calgary in our younger years and all the tomfoolery that we got into there. But what about this story? I thought you would really love it. Okay, Francis did anyway. In Flin Flon, when they win a game, the Flin Flon Bombers fans are probably a dedicated fan. Maybe it's the rink attendant. I'm not sure, but throws a frozen moose leg on the ice when they win. Okay, so first two games of the SJHL final, Flin Flon Bombers versus Melford Mustangs. Melford goes into Flin Flon, wins both those games. One of them may be a little controversial as there was an offside call that they missed. Oh, no, I think that was in Melford, actually. Anyway, Melford goes into Flin Flon. Yeah. They win the first two games, no frozen moose legs thrown on the ice. Okay, so then I was talking to one of our sales reps here at the station. He's a former Flin Flon Bomber. He says, you watch this. I've been talking to guys in the fan club. They're going up. There's a designated guy. They voted on a designated guy, a tall guy. He's got to be a tall guy because he's got to wear a long pant and he's got to wear a long jacket. And this guy, they designated this guy to smuggle in the frozen moose leg alongside his leg. And you know a frozen moose leg is not a small thing. So a small guy like me, a shorter guy like me couldn't do it. I have to be taller like you can, or maybe even taller than that, maybe by a couple inches, with a long jacket, maybe an old DeSante ski jacket maybe, and he's got to smuggle it in. So apparently he had it smuggled in. The Bombers won the game yesterday, but the frozen moose leg didn't get on the ice. Everybody's waiting for it. All the Flin Flon Bombers fans were waiting to throw it on. The frozen moose leg didn't get on the ice. Apparently, they confiscated it at the door, and they're worried now that the good luck moose leg has been taken by the Melford Mustangs, and this could affect the series. Your thoughts?
Well, here's what it shouldn't have been confiscated. So here's how I figured it was confiscated. The guy should have came in chewing tobacco with a spit cup. Because then they would be like, oh, no, chewing tobacco in the arena. And he's like, okay, because that would distract them from the moose leg. Because they also should have gave it to your father, Ray. Your father, Ray, should have snuck the moose leg in, because everyone knows Ray has a hitch in his step from his rodeo days, his saddle for his bareback days. So if his natural lift, they wouldn't think that was a moose leg, because I'm guessing you can't move your leg too much when you're sneaking in a moose leg. So, and also, my question is it still moose hunting season? How long was this planned out? Because if, say, the moose hunt was, say, I don't know, last November, you've got that moose leg sitting around for 3 months. So this is a lot of pre-planning.
There's a lot of pre-planning that goes along with this. I was actually talking to our pal here as well about the moose leg, and I said, okay. So I was talking to a mutual friend of ours as well, Kenny Reid, and that would be the K-Man, which I think you nicknamed him as well, Kevin Knuff, who we worked with in Calgary.
Yeah.
at CATV. I was talking to the K-Man about this yesterday. So K-Man starts doing the math. He goes, what? So the Bombers do this during the regular season. So how many moose legs do you need? Like, how many moose have to be put down for all the wins? And I said, no. I don't think it's a different moose leg every game with every win. That's a lot of moose legs. I think it's the same moose leg. It's like a good luck moose leg. So they throw it on the ice, and then I think the rink attendant quickly puts it back into the freezer. And I was talking to my pal here, and he said, it doesn't smell very good, that moose leg.
That moose leg would reek. So in Edmonton, after Hyman gets a hat trick, you can get your hat back. And in Flin Flon, you can get the moose leg back. That's pretty hardcore. That moose leg would reek. See, I thought it'd be a minimum four-game streak. That's only one moose, right?
Yeah.
That's how I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same moose leg. It's the good luck moose leg. So I don't know who brings it in, but that guy's unlucky. Okay, Don, swing it over to you now. Ken and I have had a time to goof around and talk about the moose leg. Now you want to talk about NHL.
Wow. Don, I got a follow-up. What's Flin Flon doing in the SJ? What is Flin Flon in the SJ?
Yes. It's Creighton, Saskatchewan, a border city with Flin Flon, and the MJHL booted Flin Flon out years ago because of travel, and the Saskatchewan welcomed them into their fold. That's how the history goes. Yeah,
it is a little confusing. Yeah, but they are. They're very darn close.
Yep. But anyway, that's a tough act to follow. You guys talking about the moose leg, but I'll struggle out of that one.
With Bobby Clark. Clark and Reggie Leach can help us out.
That's right. We're with Ken Reid, the main anchor in sports. That Ken, the Leafs are losing the battle on special teams so far in the Bruins series, but now we get word that William Nylander back for Game 4 tomorrow. It should be a big boost because we're finding out that the Toronto power play is not as great without Nylander.
Sure isn't. When did that news come down? Because I was at a sports card show all day, and everybody was asking about Nylander all day.
Yeah, he was practicing with a non-contact jersey and a regular line at practice earlier today.
Well, yeah, they you know, special teams is always guys, and a playoff series is everything. But the Leafs came in. They had the 23rd best kill in the league in the regular season. And it's hurting them. I think their kill's hurting them more than their power play is. And I was surprised at how well the Leafs played in Game 2. I thought they played excellent. At the first 30 minutes of Game 3, I thought they played excellent. What I loved about Boston, though, boys, is like Boston, they can, if you want to dance, they can dance. If you want to beat them in the alley, they can do that. If you want to run and gun, they can do that. They can kind of like, they're like they're that all-around talented guy, right? They can do anything, and they can beat you any way they want. I admire that about the Bruins, and I honestly, the Leafs are in tough. You know me too well. I didn't grow up loving the Leafs, but I got to give them some love for how well they played in 2 and parts of 3. But yeah, Nylander should be a big boost. I mean, he has to be a big boost, right? If he's not, then there might be toast.
Well, let's say they are toast, and we don't know if they are. They might come back. It's possible. But Brendan Shanahan was hired as the Maple Leafs team president a decade ago, actually, 10 years ago. And in the past decade, if I'm right, they've only won one playoff series. They've got a new boss at Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. So if Toronto loses to Boston, do you think Shanahan will be gone?
The new boss is Keith Pelly, who was my boss at Sportsnet. Then he went and ran the European Golf Tour. Now he's in charge at Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment. Keith is, for sure, if he doesn't get a first-round win. They'll have to take a long look at things, for sure. I can't say either way. Keith likes to get down to business. Keith likes to make things happen. He's the guy that helped us get the NHL deal. So he's not one to sit around. So it will be interesting if they don't get by the Leafs. I wouldn't be surprised if there were major, major, major changes. And yeah, that would hit towards Shanahan if they don't get by Boston.
Kenny, before I ask you about why you're coming to Saskatoon, and we're looking forward to that. I, myself, of course, are really looking forward to that later in June before we get into that and start talking about that great charity that you always come here for. Let's talk about this series. Besides Toronto-Boston, that you find the most interesting? A lot of people are saying, well, you know, the Rangers and the Capitals, that's ho-hum. That's happening the way everybody thought it would be. We obviously know that the Canucks series is not unfolding the way probably a lot of people thought it would be, and that has to do with an injury to their goaltender. But what other series are you really drawn to besides the Leafs and the Bruins in this opening round?
I love Edmonton, LA, just because I just love watching the Oilers when they get on the power play. They're just, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet and they're feasting. I'm amazed they don't score on every power play. The chances they get, the looks they have, and they're so fast. That just, they're incredible to watch. And the other one is Winnipeg, Colorado. Like, that's such a strange series so far, because if you're Winnipeg, you want to be on lockdown. But the first game, 7-6. Second game, I think, was 5-4. It was river hockey. That's not good for Winnipeg, I don't think, especially going into Colorado. But I think I'd be most transfixed by the Edmonton series. Just how good McDavid is, how good their power play is. And, I mean, I felt bad for Skinner the other night. If they get goaltending, they're going to be hard to beat. Skinner wasn't very good. He knew he wasn't very good. He owned up to it. So mad respect there. But, yeah, if you were to say you can only watch one other series, it would definitely be the Edmonton-LA one. Plus, I'm still waiting for Doughty and Perry to go at it, like getting each other's faces a little more, Kane and Doughty. I think that series maybe is just missing that element, like unlike the Toronto series where Marchand's and everybody's head out there.
Okay, Kenny, before we let you go, you're a busy guy, and I know you got to get back to it. Let's talk about why you're coming to Saskatoon again. It's not just to see your old pal, Derek Bidwell, a.k.a. the body, as you like to call me, from back in the day. That story, though, I still tell these guys, when the first time you came here, you said, come to the NHL draft, come to the draft for the Heartstroke Foundation. And I'll just be conducting the draft up at the top. You just stand in the back room, and then when I'm done, you and I will go for an adult beverage, and I'll introduce you to all these guys. And you kept introducing me to everybody as the body. I'm like, don't introduce me as the body. I'm some skinny runt. Quit with the body stuff. Just go with Derek Bidwell. You started off, I think, Ally Afraidy, who's your close pal. You said, this is the body. And he's looking me up and down like, I don't see much correlation with the body and this guy, Kenny's pal. You introduced me to PJ Stock, and then you introduced me to Andre Roy, and then Jeremy Roenick, and all these guys. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I can't get him to stop with the body stuff. Anyway, finally, I remember, though, this one was fun. He introduced me to Brian Trottier as the body again, and I'm like, oh, geez. And I kept correcting right after, saying, Derek Bidwell, not the body, Derek Bidwell. It's Kenny's nickname for me anyway. Let's just let him go with it. You said, Trotz, show Bidzy or the body what's in your pocket. And I remember he said, okay, hold out your hand. And he reached into his pocket, and I heard some clanging around, and then out comes a big fist, and then he plops in my hand all of his Stanley Cup rings. He just had them clanging around in his pocket.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Trotz is the best, man. He's Sasky through and through. He's the kindest man you'd ever want to meet. When you meet a guy who's won 6 Stanley Cups, and he's just also the kindest guy. He's an awesome musician. I'm sure people who go way back to Saskatchewan remember the Trotsky is driving around playing music. He's a beautiful man. He's the type of man that makes you, he just makes days better. You know, like when you see Brian Trottier, you're going to have a good day. So, yeah, the crew they bring to Saskatchewan, to Saskatoon for the Heart and Stroke, they bring ex-NHLers, that's one thing. But these guys are just, they're peaches. They're just beautiful guys. And we all have a good time. And that's one of the reasons I'm coming. And the other reason is, if he's listening, I hope he is, Kaminsky, I'm coming for you. Killer, I know you got that new knee, buddy, but I'm coming for you, Killer. Last time I took it, I'm still terrified of Kevin Kaminsky. I absolutely love Kevin Kaminsky. It was awesome to see Killer there last year, and I know he's got his knee all zipped up. I hope to see him back on the ice soon. And I still have a theory, Don, that Derek's father, Ray, who I have in my mind is a fictional rodeo king, is just friendly to his son, Derek the Body Bidwell, because he wants to be best friends with Kevin Killer. How's Killer doing? How's Killer doing?
I believe it.
How's Killer doing?
they have a lot of similar qualities. A quick fuse being one of them, for sure. Yes, my brother-in-law, Kevin Killer Kaminsky, great fella, awesome guy. He just got that new knee put in, so he's going to be starting his rehab. I think he's already started it. If Kevin, if you're listening right now, sounds like Ken wants another rumble. I heard you guys had a little bit of a tilt in one of your matchups. Because you, in this draft, Kenny, you come with Ally Afraidy, right? So whoever drafts Ally Afraidy on their team, then they get you as a kind of a throw-in too, don't they?
Package deal, yeah. It's a two-for-one deal. Yeah, Killer gave me a little rub, and then he took me down. And Kevin, if you're listening, buddy, I just bought a new Jofa today. I got a new red Jofa. I found it at the Sports Card Expo. So I know Killer wears a Jofa. I wear a Jofa, but no, I'll stick to finesse against Killer, but... Yeah, I man, going out there and seeing Kevin Kaminsky, I loved Kevin Kaminsky as a kid because we had the Halifax Citadels in Nova Scotia, and Kevin was their guy. So it was awesome to get to meet Killer and then to find out that you guys are basically brother-in-laws and that Killer and Ray are best friends now. Was Killer asking me about Derek? Derek, was Killer asking me about me? Was he saying anything to Derek? Was he saying anything to
me? You sound just like him. He's actually listening right now, Ken, so you can give a shout-out to Ray, too.
Ray, what's up, buddy? How Ray and Hope? I love Ray and Hope. They're awesome. Go Blue Jays. I know they're big Blue Jays fans. Ray, you got to fix that Blue Jays offense because it doesn't exist.
he agrees as well, too. Thanks, pal. I love it. I love it. And thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you again soon and look forward to seeing you in Saskatoon, my friend.
Awesome. Much love. And if anybody out there in Saskatoon wants to join the Heart and Stroke Hockey, just Google it. It's on the Google machine, and join up. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Thanks for having me, Don and Derek. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ken.
And
thanks,
you know, hey, it's Killer asking about me. What's Killer saying?
what's Killer saying?
You know, I'm the only guy out of the three of us that doesn't know Kevin Kaminsky, and I want you to know that I'm also afraid of Kevin Kaminsky.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Killer,
who isn't?
Nickname Killer. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be, right? Yeah, you got to.
I'm fearful.
Ray will introduce you to him. Ray will introduce you to him.
Yeah. I'd be afraid.
Thanks, Kenny.
Of Ray. All right. See you, boys.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Well, that was a great story.
He's a beauty, isn't he?
What's that? Yeah, I mean, he's an outstanding anchor. Certainly a mainstay nationally in sports broadcasting, that's for sure. And it was great to have him on. And I didn't know you guys were buddies like that.
Yeah, well, we work at the same time at City TV. Well, when I first got there, if you remember, there was a thing called A-Channel.
Oh, right.
So I worked there with Kenny just for about, I don't know, maybe a year. Might have been a year. Mm-hmm. And then A-Channel switched to City TV. And we worked there together for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years or so. Got in lots of trouble. And ran in the same circles as we mentioned Eric Francis, who's a Sportsnet guy as well, works on Calgary Flames broadcast. And Kenny's a gem. He's got a unique personality, and you hang out with him long enough, Don, he'll come up with a wrestling style nickname for you as well. Probably I foresee something like Don the Professor Hewitt.
Yeah,
something like that.
You're you know what I look like at the age of almost 69. So my nickname.
You're looking good. That's
my nickname. Wouldn't be all that great. By the way, Brian Trottier, of course, wrote a book. I think maybe a Christmas ago or so. I read Brian Trottier's book. It was outstanding. Brian Trottier's book. I would. Recommend it to anybody and everybody growing up in the very corner of Saskatchewan. It was interesting, and he grew up listening to CKRM radio. We'll be back with Sports Cage in just a moment.